We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game number 2 of a 6-game set this week between the Jays and the Pittsburgh Pirates single-A affiliate, the Bradenton Marauders. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson with you. Glad you could join us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin, where every day is game day. Blue Jays coming off a win last night, improved their second half record to 20-21. Overall, one game above 500, 54-53, while the Marauders are 46-63 in 2024. They are 16-26 in the second half playoff picture. Bradenton 11 games out of a playoff spot here in the second half. Blue Jays are 7 games out of a playoff spot. So Blue Jays are going to need quite the heater and likely some help if they want to catch up to first place Fort Myers before the season is all said and done. Coming up on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, we'll have a chat with Thomas Zinzarella, the voice of the Bradenton Marauders, talking all things Marauders and tonight's starting pitcher for them, Michael Kennedy. But first, a quick recap of last night's ball game. It was the pitching for the Blue Jays that was the foremost story, a 2-0 win for the Jays, the team's 6th shutout victory of the season. Blue Jays did all their scoring in the top of the 3rd inning as Carter Cunningham opened the inning with a double, advanced to 3rd on Nathan Lucas's single, and then scored on an error on the pitcher, Xander Meath, on a pickoff attempt over at 1st that allowed Carter to score from 3rd base and moved Lucas up to 2nd base. Later in the inning, Lucas eventually scored on a sack fly from Sean Keyes. That made it 2-0, and that's all the scoring the Blue Jays would need. Gage Stanifer went 4 shutout innings. He walked 2 but struck out 1. Kevin Miranda earned the win with 2 shutout frames, worked around 2 hits and struck out 3. And Eleander Alcalde nailed down a 3-inning save on just over 30 pitches. Alcalde has been excellent lately. That continued last night with his 5th save of the year. So, all things considered, an excellent start to the week for the Blue Jays on the mound, which is really where they struggled last week against Palm Beach. So, we mentioned that interview with Thomas Zinzarella. We'll get to that in a minute. And we mentioned the pitching matchup for tonight's ball game, starting with Michael Kennedy. It's 2 lefties on the mound tonight. Kennedy for Bradenton is just 19 years old, selected by Pittsburgh in the 4th round in 2022. In 2024, here with the Marauders, he's got a 4.38 ERA and 13 starts. He missed a little over a month with an injury, but he returned a few weeks back at the start of August. And he had a great start last week at St. Lucie. 5 innings, just 1 earned run with 6 strikeouts. He'll be opposed by Christopher Castro, a 21-year-old southpaw, going for the Blue Jays tonight. Castro coming off his single-A debut last week. Started strong with a scoreless first inning for Castro, and then the second inning got pretty hairy. Castro let up 7 runs, just 3 of which were earned, but no less a 7 spot for Palm Beach in the second inning last week against Castro. He went on to take the loss in Game 2 of Wednesday's doubleheader last week. Castro with the Florida Complex League club made 12 appearances, 9 of them starts, to the tune of a 4.78 ERA. So that's the pitching matchup. Castro for the Jays, Kennedy for Bradenton. For more on Michael Kennedy and the rest of the Marauders, here is our conversation with the voice of Bradenton, Thomas Zinzarella.
We're joined now by the first and likely only 3-time recurring guest on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. It's Thomas Zinzarella, voice of the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas, always a pleasure. How about these Marauders coming off their first road series win? What snapped it for them last week in St. Lucie?
First of all, Larry, thanks for always having me on here. Always a pleasure as well. But, you know, I think it was some early offense. They scored a run in the first or second inning in four of the first six games, and so they won five of those six. So I definitely think it was a lot of just scoring early and getting a good size lead, and they've been throwing the ball well, sub-2.5 ERA over the last now seven games. So I think that's been the key to success is scoring first and also pitching well. So we'll see if they can bounce back today. You know, offense wasn't there yesterday, but the pitching was. So that's the great thing about baseball. It's a new day.
Indeed it is. You never know what's going to happen. One day you give up a lot of runs and extra innings, and the next day you can come back with a shutout win like the Blue Jays did yesterday. Sorry about that. This time of year, always interesting. You've got a lot of draft guys. But it seems like for you guys, the core, especially in terms of hitters, has kind of remained intact. But I do want to ask about the newcomers. Who's jumped out, you know, of the 2024 draft guys at this point?
Well, haven't seen too much of them, unfortunately. Really only Berg, Derek Berg, who's playing first base tonight, catch out of Army, 10th round, Deuce Gorton, who played yesterday. The only two guys that have been with the Marauders since last week. But we'll see Andrew Patchett make his debut today. Will Taylor made his debut yesterday. I will say Berg, though, has definitely stood out. He threw out, I think, two base runners, or as a pickoff, and then a caught stealing last week in St. Lucie, and then he had his first professional hit and his first home run, which was an inside-the-park grand slam for a catcher. So I asked him, you know, representing all catchers now and saying, you know, we have wheels, we can run too, and he said, of course. So we'll see if we see another catcher inside-the-park grand slam this year. But now he's he hit 15 home runs at Army, so he's got some power. Haven't seen one here at LeCom yet, so maybe we'll get one tonight. But definitely, Whitgriff made his debut yesterday. Really impressive with his stuff, striking out the side in a scoreless inning. So looking forward to seeing more of those guys throughout the rest of this 2024 season.
We're chatting with the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella. How about tonight's starting pitcher, Michael Kennedy, a guy that looked pretty sharp against the Blue Jays two times before, but then landed on the IL shortly after that. Reading up on him, he seems like a real character, a fun guy to be around. What's he like away from the field, and maybe what's this season been like for him, obviously, with that injury list stint?
I was a guy from upstate New York in the Albany area, but, you know, reads a lot in the Bible. I mean, I remember I asked him, you know, what's his favorite book. He's read, does a lot of reading, and he said the Bible. So, really, really nice guy off the baseball field, and also a pretty good pitcher as well. 19-year-old high school pick from 2 years ago. And throws a lot of strikes. Three-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, slider that you see. And he had a perfect game going. And still, it went five innings, one run, one hit, no walks. Only run and hit allowed was hit by 2010 Marauder and former Pirate Starling Marte on rehab last week. So hit a home run, which would have been a flyout any other day if the wind wasn't blowing so far out to left center at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. So, but again, good pitcher. Great dude, so looking forward to see what he's got tonight.
How about Axial Plaz, a guy who might be one of the best under-the-radar stories in the league this year? Kind of came out of nowhere in terms of that power back in May, and here he is batting cleanup or fifth pretty much every day for you guys. Lately hitting for a little more average. Just how much has he developed throughout the season?
He really has just turned 19 on Monday, so happy belated birthday to Axial Plaz. But, yeah, he came up middle of May in Tampa after the Marauders kind of needed some catching depth help. Had a couple guys get banged up and injured. And so I think that was his opportunity because his numbers last year was a stateside debut in the FCL. The numbers weren't there like they were in the DS. So he came in last year, preseason top 30 prospect on Baseball America. You know, fell off the radar a little bit. And I think just a lot of people. And I've been pushing the Plaz, you know, he's doing some incredible things. Pushing the narrative, exactly. The home run power has fallen off a little bit. He still is 15 this year, though, for a guy that just turned 19. I was like, he's got some of the best pure power I've ever. I mean, it's plus. I mean, it's 65 grade at least power that he has. But you're right. I think the last two, 3 weeks that road trip too, he hit around 250. So I think it's he's been hitting around 225 this year. It's a little bit above his average. But, yeah, you're seeing him become more of a complete hitter.
Last but not least, got to ask you about the golf. You play an enviable amount of golf. What's the best track you've played down here?
we'll have to be on the last road trip. Got to get on a Trump Jupiter. So thank you to some family and friends able to get us on there. Definitely was a memorable day, and then get to go broadcast a game in Palm Beach later that night. So around here, though, if you're looking to go for a public course, definitely Rosedale. It's a semi-private course. Summertime rates are cheaper than the winter, obviously, so I'll definitely go there if you're in Dunedin listening and you want to go find a good golf course.
I'm writing that down in my head right now. Thomas, thanks for the time, and have a good call tonight.
Thank you, too, Larry.
That was the voice of the Marauders and golf aficionado, Thomas Zinzarella. Appreciate Thomas's time. Always fun to chat Marauders and more with Mr. TZ. Let's get to the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, starting with the visitors, the DJs, and it starts once again with Nathan Lucas on rehab from AAA. He'll play right field. Arjun Namala back in the two spot playing shortstop. Eddie Micheletti was not retired last night. He walked three times and had a single. Tonight he'll bat third and play left. Aaron Parker is the DH, batting cleanup. Carter Cunningham is over at first base, batting fifth. Edward Duran will catch and hit sixth. Manny Beltre is in the seventh spot, playing third base. Braden Berry is out in center, hitting eighth. And J.R. Freethy rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Jays. These are the Bradenton Marauders. Once again, with the same leadoff man, just as the Jays. Johnny Severino will lead it off and DH tonight. Yordani De Los Santos will bat second and play shortstop. Kiner Delgado is the second baseman, batting third. As Merlin Valdez is the left fielder, batting cleanup. Axel Plaz will catch, and he's got 15 homers just as a 19-year-old in single A. He'll hit fifth. Andrew Patrick makes his pro debut, playing center, batting sixth. Shaleen Polanco is out in right, hitting seventh. Javier Rivas will bat eighth and play third. And Derek Berg will bat last and play first base. Blue Jays gunning for back-to-back wins to open this series on the road in Bradenton. We've got first pitch coming up next here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Welcome back inside Leacombe Park in Bradenton, where we're just about set for baseball between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Bradenton Marauders. It's game number two of a six-game series here this week. Under mostly cloudy skies, game time temperature is 89 degrees as Bradenton southpaw Michael Kennedy prepares for work. Kennedy, the lefty, with an ERA at 4.38. He's a ranked Pittsburgh prospect, one of the best pitching prospects in Pittsburgh's system, according to both MLB Pipeline and Baseball America. He's ranked number 14 on MLB Pipeline's Pirates prospect list. Kennedy will square off against Nathan Lucas, a guy who got some big league time last year with Toronto. Lucas coming off a 2-for-5 day yesterday here in Bradenton with two strikeouts. So it'll be lefty on lefty here. Kennedy, just 19 years old, stands at 6'1", takes a deep breath, rocks, and deals the first pitch. Lucas with an aggressive swing and a miss on a fastball at 90 miles an hour, and we are underway at 6:32 Eastern Time. Lucas playing in his third rehab game with the Jays. The pitch, fastball called strike. Upper half of the zone, and it's 0-2. Kennedy throws a fastball, slider, changeup combo. Really leans heavily on that fastball. He's got the sign from Axial Plaz. Holds his windup, and now fires. And Lucas takes a called strike three on a fastball that just barely ticks the high outside corner. Called strike, according to the computer, and Lucas is out number one. No score, just getting started, top of the first. Arjun Namala climbs in. A right-handed batter against the lefty Kennedy. Namala went 1-for-5 yesterday with a double. First pitch to him. He has a called strike. That was the heater from Kennedy, and it's 0-1. Talking balls and strikes. Chad Lagana is the home plate umpire tonight, while Caden Titchener is in the field. A one pitch. Namala hops it sharply through the six hole into left for a base hit. Got a hold of a changeup. And Namala turned it into a single. Blue Jays have one out base runner in the top of the first. So Eddie Micheletti climbs in now, riding a five game on base streak extended yesterday with a single and three walks. 1-for-1 with those three walks for Micheletti yesterday in the Blue Jays' 2-0 win. Namala being held at first. First pitch to Micheletti. It is a called strike, and it's 0-1 on the lefty. Micheletti, in a small sample size, has made a really strong impression here with Dunedin. 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside on a slider. One ball, one strike. This is Micheletti's sixth game as a professional. In his first five, 7-for-16 at the plate with four doubles. The pitch, another breaking ball. That time it's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. It's 1-2. Micheletti, drafted last month out of Virginia Tech. He opened up his collegiate career at George Washington before finishing it with VT. Was picked in the eighth round. Kennedy deals, and Micheletti lays off the high cheddar. Fastball well high. Two balls, two strikes. Namala, a good runner over at first. However, he doesn't steal a lot of bases. He's He's got five this season. 2-2. Down and outside, not close on a slider. Runs it full, 3-2. Kennedy coming off an excellent start last week. Not a guy who generally struggles with his command. He takes a deep breath and throws over to first. It's late. Namala back in standing. Kennedy's walk to strikeout numbers are something to behold this season. His command has been so, so good. 70 strikeouts to just 11 walks in 60 and a third innings. Now the 3-2. Micheletti swings away and pops it up high in the air to shallow center. Andrew Patrick charges in and makes the catch. So Bradenton does what they couldn't do last night in retiring Micheletti. That's out number two in the top of the first. It's nothing, just getting underway at Lee Comp Park. Here's Aaron Parker, Blue Jays DH tonight. A catcher by trade, but he swung it well, as just like Micheletti in his early time as a pro. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Parker has reached in all eight games he's played with the Blue Jays, hitting .267 in the average department, but the OPS is well above 800, where you want it to be. 1-0 toss is skied right back towards center. This one's going to stay on the infield for the second baseman, Delgado. He dances towards second and makes the catch to end the inning. Blue Jays get a single from Arjun Namala, but that's it after a half. It's the Blue Jays nothing, and Bradenton coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. ...21-year-old southpaw Christopher Castro is set for work tonight in Bradenton, making his second appearance with the DJs here in single A. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Castro will face Johnny Severino to start his night. First pitch on the way. It's crushed into the corner and left. Micheletti over to get it. He can't get there, and it two hops the wall. Severino motoring into second. The throw there is late. Not your typical leadoff approach, but sure, Bradenton will not complain whatsoever. Frozen rope double for Severino, 105 off the bat. That's a leadoff two-bagger for the Marauders in the bottom of the first. Bradenton's offense kept quiet last night. Shutout, they did have six hits. Three Blue Jays pitchers combining for that shutout win. Here's your Donnie De Los Santos, right-handed batter. First pitch to him. Misses outside. It's 1-0. De Los Santos, a fresh face for the Blue Jays. He's played in now just 10 games with Bradenton. He's 6-for-33 across. So a bit of a slow start for him in the single-A ranks after opening up the season with FCL. 1-0 is bounced foul down to third. One ball, one strike. And no, that pitch won't count. It's a balk. Castro balked. So that moves Severino down to third. Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, coming out to discuss the call with home plate umpire Chad Lagana, who says, I'm telling you, that's a balk. Can pick that one up loud and clear in our crowd mic. And it was hard to tell, obviously, from up here, whether or not Castro flinched. But according to the crew, he did. So Severino's on third base. 1-0 pitch, De Los Santos is tapped foul behind home plate. That one counts, and it's 1-1. Castro's first single-A outing, probably one he'd rather forget. Inning in a third. His first inning went well, 1-2-3. Second inning, not so much. 7 runs, just 3 earned, though. 1-1 offer. De Los Santos takes down and outside on a changeup. It's 2-1. Last week, we saw Castro use a sinking fastball, a straight fastball, the four-seamer. That changeup, a fair amount, and then a little bit, just a little, of the slider. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. It's outside of the zone upstairs. But De Los Santos went chasing. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And De Los Santos calls time. Marauders with an opportunity to get on the board first. No score, bottom one. Severino 90 feet away. Blue Jays infield remains at normal depth. Corners in, middle infield back. 2-2. De Los Santos swings and foul tips it into Duran's mitt. That's strike three. Excellent bounce back strikeout for Christopher Castro. De Los Santos is out number one and the home first. We're scoreless as we just get moving here in Bradenton. Here's Kiner Delgado. Switch hitter batting from the right side here. First pitch from Castro. The set, and here it is. Misses low and in. Tumbling, sliding stop from Edward Duran. What an excellent block. A run-saving block. I've got no idea how he got to that ball. Fastball yanked. Almost hit Delgado. It was way inside. And that takes some athleticism to get there from a crouch. Goodness. So it's 1-0. Pitch to Delgado. It is swung on and missed. Good changeup. Had him fooled, and it's 1-1. Delgado didn't play yesterday. He's the Pirates' number 20 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Hitting 227 this season in 72 games. 8 homers. 1-1. Is tapped on the shortstop side. Namala backhands, throws to first in time for the out, but that does bring in a run as Severino scores from third base. Marauders claim a 1-0 first inning lead. So it's a 6-3 put out with an RBI for Delgado. That's number 25 for him with Bradenton. 2 down, bases empty for Merlin Valdez. First pitch. Line drive over the reach of the second baseman, Freethy, down into center. And the Marauders keep the line moving. And the bottom of the first. 2-out knock for Valdez brings up Axiel Plaz. Plaz had a good game yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with 2 singles. Also struck out twice. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First pitch on the way from Castro. Outside, ball one. Plaz, an excellent power hitter. Not really a guy you'd expect to go 2-for-4 with 2 singles, but That's how baseball goes. Plaz hitting 216 in 61 games. 1-0 toss. Fastball misses in. Two balls, no strikes. The goal for Castro, I'm sure, today is just going to be to go a little bit deeper in this outing than he did in his first one, just that inning and a third last week against Palm Beach. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul back. Back up towards the press box or the crow's nest. If we want to stick with the pirate marauder theme. The press box here is shaped like a pirate hat. A creative choice. Built in the 80s. So here's the 2-1. Fastball breezes upstairs. Three balls and one strike. Bradenton with a run in on the bottom of the first. It's 1-0. Valdez with a leadoff first being held by Cunningham. The set and the 3-1. Plaz takes a hair outside. Slider could not come back and catch the zone. That's a two-out walk. Back-to-back two-out base runner is issued by Castro. Single from Valdez. He's up to second. Plaz aboard now, and Andrew Patrick comes to the mound for his first professional AB in a pretty big spot early in this game. So Duran out to the mound to try and settle down Castro. Manny Beltre in from third base as well. Beltre just 20 years old, but really talking to Castro as if he's a rookie in this league and Beltre's a vet, which is the case. Beltre, 20 years old. He's played parts the last three seasons here in the Florida State League. Well, this is Castro's first taste. Runners on first and second. Two outs. Patrick, a right-handed batter, into the box. The set, the breath, and the first pitch. Fastball called strike. 93 on the heater. 0-1. Castro's fastball can reach that mid-90s mark, 94-95. He sets and deals, and Patrick takes low and in. Duran knocks it down. One ball, one strike. Patrick, drafted by Pittsburgh in this year's draft, out of Wright State and Dayton. Picked up in the 17th round. Had an injury-shortened spring season with Wright State. Just 34 games. 1-1. Fastball called strike. Top of the zone. Near the outside corner. It's 1-2. Patrick, in those 34 games, hit .244, but his OPS was very strong. .860 on base plus slugging with 8 homers. The 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and fouled back. That was the slider. Still 1-2. Patrick, the season before in 2023, hit a school record 20 homers and hit .326. So a bit of a slower year this spring for him, and I'm sure that hurt his draft stock just a little bit. Another 1-2 from Castro. Cut on and missed. Strike three. That ends a long bottom of the first inning for the lefty Christopher Castro. He does strike out two, but he allows a run on the RBI ground out from Kiner Delgado that scores Johnny Severino from third base. So we're through one, and it's the Marauders one, and the Blue Jays nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
With hazy sunshine shining down on the Lecom Park infield, we go to the second inning. Blue Jays down by one, thanks to an RBI groundout from Kiner Delgado. In the bottom of the first, Blue Jays will send up Cunningham, Duran, and Beltre here. Starting with Carter, the Blue Jays first baseman tonight. First pitch, a slider misses in, and it's 1-0. Fans behind home plate wanted a strike there. Little do they know, it's not up to Blue, Chad Lagana. It's up to the computer upstairs. 1-0. Cunningham takes a called strike. So Kennedy going to the slider first, then the fastball. 1-1 count. Cunningham went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double and a run scored. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. There are a few of them in the Blue Jays lineup tonight. Lucas, Micheletti, and Cunningham, all left-handed batters. 2-1 pitch. Cunningham gets out in front of a slider and bounces it foul. First base side. It's 2-2. Carter, another 2024 draftee out of East Carolina, playing his 10th game with the DJs tonight. Hitting 269. In that small sample size with one homer. Came on Sunday. Kennedy, the pause in the middle of the windup, throws, and Cunningham pops it foul. Off to the right, had a play behind home plate. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kennedy struck out one. It was Lucas in the first. That was looking. Another 2-2. Breaking ball down and outside, runs it full, 3-2. Kennedy, again, does not walk many guys at all. Here comes his payoff pitch. Misses up and in. Cunningham ducks out of the way of a fastball, and that's ball four. Blue Jays get a leadoff walk in the top of the second inning. Brings up Edward Duran. Blue Jays trail 1-0, top of the second inning. Duran went 0-for-3 yesterday, but he did walk twice. Edward hitless in his last four games. 0-for-13 across. First pitch to him here, hop to shortstop. De Los Santos to second for one. Delgado to first. That's two. 6-4-3 double play quickly erases that walk to Cunningham. And there's two down with the bases empty for Manny Beltre. Well, leadoff walks aren't so bad if that happens right after. First pitch to Beltre, the righty. On the way from Kennedy. Manny takes down and inside. It's 1-0. Beltre did not play yesterday, and he did not play on Sunday. So a small chance for him to hit the reset button, as he's been struggling lately. 1-0 pitch. Beltre lays off a fastball inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Beltre last week went hitless in the series against Palm Beach. Went 0-for-12. Only struck out twice. He did walk once. Hitting sub 200 in the second half. 2-0 pitch. A slider flutters in for a called strike inside part of the zone. It's 2-1. So Beltre overall on the season hitting 185 in 23 games. In 93 games. The pitch. Outside. Three balls, one strike. Very, very rare for Manny to have a day off, let alone two in a row. Hitters count for him here. 3-1. Fastball misses upstairs. That's ball four. Blue Jays collect their second walk of the inning against Michael Kennedy. It's rare for him to walk two in a start. Here's Braden Berry as the Blue Jays try and respond to Bradenton's first inning run. They trail 1-0. Berry was also off yesterday. He's been hot lately. First pitch to the righty. Just misses off the outside corner on the fastball. It's 1-0. Berry across his last four games is 8-15. So hitting above 500 in his last four. 1-0. Is flied into right towards the line. Polanco giving chase. Fading into foul ground. It stays fair, and Polanco makes the catch. And that ends the visitor's second. Blue Jays walk twice, but can't pick up anything to show for it. And they still trail 1-0 as we go to the home second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's Bradenton 1 and the Blue Jays nothing as we go to the bottom of the second at Leetcom Park. First pitch on the way to Shalene Polanco is swung on and missed. Good slider from Christopher Castro to start off the second. It's 0-1. Polanco didn't play yesterday. All 1 to him. He lays off that same slider down and outside. 1-1. Polanco playing in his 88th game of the year tonight. Heading just 181. 1-1. It's cracked on the ground to the second baseman, Freethy. He routinely gobbles it up and throws to first in time. That's out number one in the bottom of the second. Here's Javier Rivas. Rivas, a big, long, lanky right-handed batter, waits on the first pitch. It's a changeup, and it misses outside, ball one. 1-0 Bradenton, bottom of the second inning, thanks to an RBI in the first inning from Kiner Delgado. 1-0. Rivas leans out of the way as a fastball misses up. 2-0. Castro at 24 pitches. Early in this outing, through an inning and a third. 2-0. Big rip and a miss from Rivas. On a fastball downstairs. Looks like that pitch would have been a ball. Good enough to fool Rivas, though. It's 2-1. The pitch is lined into the gap in left center. This one finds the grass and rolls up the alleyway onto the track. Berry cuts it off, and Rivas stops at second with a one-out double. He went hitless last night in the series opener, but tonight he picks up his first hit of the week. So here's Derek Berg and an RBI chance. Berg, a right-handed batter, made his pro debut last week in St. Lucie with Bradenton. Went 2-for-11. First pitch from Castro as he tries to keep Bradenton's lead right at 1-0. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Wind breezing out to right field, as it usually does here at Leacom Park. The ball flies well here. It's 400 to dead center. 333 down the line and right. Throw to second base to check on Rivas, has sailed into center. So Rivas advances to third base with one out. Two self-inflicted wounds for Castro in the first two innings. In the first, Johnny Severino doubled, and then he advanced to third on a balk. Now Rivas moves from second to third on an E1 on a pickoff attempt. Here's the 1-0 to Berg. It's outside. Two balls, no strikes. 333 down the line and left. 375 to both alleyways. Two-oh pitch. Berg takes an aggressive swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Blue Jays with the infield in here. Everybody about a step, maybe two, behind the edge of the infield grass. 2-1 pitch. Berg sprays it into right, moves Lucas back towards the corner. He makes the catch. Rivas tags up from third. No throw towards the plate. It's a sack fly for Derek Berg. Bradenton's lead swells to 2-0. That's what you're taught as a young hitter. As a righty, send the ball the opposite way with a man in scoring position. Whether that's second or third base, Berg did that. He's out number two, but has an RBI. Here's Johnny Severino, first pitch. Outside, ball one. Severino doubled and then came in to score the game's first run last inning. Castro from the wind deals. And Severino swings and foul tips the pitch into Duran's mitt. It's 1-1. Severino in a wide set, open stance, ready for the 1-1. And he takes a strike. Sinker at the top of the zone. Makes it 1-2. Castro trying to find his rhythm early in this contest. His 1-2 pitch. It's bounced foul down the third base line. And Severino broke his bat. So he'll head back to the first base dugout to get a new piece of wood. Blue Jays suiting up in their gray traveling jerseys tonight, as they did last night. Dunedin across the chest in blue and white. Blue and white numbers on the back of the jerseys with blue caps. Birdhead logo on the center with a D for Dunedin in that same split text. Marauders in their alternate black tops with home white pants. Bradenton and script across the chest, trimmed in gold. The 1-2. Severino late on a fastball. He swings and misses, and the inning is over. But the Marauders, for the second straight inning to open the ball game, score, this time on a sack fly from Derek Berg. It's 2-0 Marauders through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays offense with a little bit of early work to do as they trail 2-0 as we head to the top of the third in Bradenton. J.R. Freethy leads it off for the Jays. Switch hitter will bat from the right side here against lefty Kennedy. First pitch. Fastball called strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Freethy drafted by the Blue Jays out of Nevada. Has seen most of his action from the right side so far. 0-1. Swung on and fouled back. Quickly 0-2. JR, which the R, by the way, stands for Reagan. Played just a handful of games so far. This is his fifth. The pitch is popped up and a shallow center. Patrick takes a few steps towards right. He's camped and makes a one-handed catch. Freethy set down for out number one. Brings up the top of the order in Nathan Lucas. Lucas is Kennedy's only strikeout victim so far tonight. He's looking in the first. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Lucas takes a called strike on a slider that just ticks the inside corner. It's 0-1. Lucas, the bearded left-handed batter, waits on the pitch and swings and foul tips it off Plaza's mitt. It's 0-2. Kennedy, for a guy that only has a fastball that tops out at about 90, strikes out his fair share of hitters. Kicking the 0-2. Reached out and cued on the ground to second base. De Los Santos scoops it up, throws to first in time to get Lucas by a step. That's two up, two down for Kennedy in the top of the third. Base is empty for Arjun Namala as the Blue Jays trail 2-0. Namala has the Blue Jays' only hit of the ball game so far, a first inning single. Kennedy reads the sign. Into his motion, the pitch is drilled into left. Valdez takes a few steps towards the line and makes the catch. Line drive right at the left fielder. Solid contact, but it's out number three, and the Blue Jays go swiftly in order in the top of the third inning. They still trail 2-0 to Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Two-three-four due up for Bradenton against Christopher Castro as the DJs trail the Marauders 2-0 in the bottom of the third. First pitch to De Los Santos is ripped on and missed. Fastball in the top of the zone makes it 0-1. Castro has allowed a run in each of the first two innings on three hits. He kicks and fires, and the pitch is swung on and foul tipped off Edward Duran. 0-2. Looks like Edwards all right. Takes his helmet off for a minute. De Los Santos backs out of the box, calls time himself. And now he digs back in. Castro with three strikeouts so far. Reads the sign from Edward, twists and fires. And misses outside on a slider. One ball, two strikes. Castro has taken a long and winding road to the Florida State League. His 1-2 pitch is swung on and foul tipped back into Duran's mitt. That's strike three. They get four punch outs for Castro. And 2 1/3 innings. Here's Kiner Delgado. Delgado drove in Bradenton's first run on a ground out in the first, brought home Severino from third base. First pitch, Delgado takes a big swing and a miss on a fading fastball. 0-1. So it's 2-0 Marauders, bottom three. Castro, 6-1, rocks and deals, and misses up and in. Delgado turns away from a fastball. One ball, one strike. Castro was signed by Toronto in 2019 as an international free agent out of the Dominican Republic. 1-1 toss. Downstairs, two balls, one strike. So Castro was signed in 2019, but the international signing class of 2019 really had a monkey wrench thrown into it because of what happened the next year. 2-1. Slider tumbles in, called strike at the top of the zone. It's 2-2. COVID struck in 2020, so most of the international class in 2019 couldn't even make their pro debut until 2021 because all the minor leagues were canceled in 2020. 2-2. Delgado takes low and in near the shoot tops, runs it full, 3-2. So Castro finally got to make his pro debut in 2021 with the DSL Blue Jays, and he was excellent. ERA under 1 in 10 innings. Payoff pitch, slider misses outside, not close. And that's ball four. One out walk for Delgado. Bradenton has a base runner. And at the bottom of the third, here's this Merlin Valdez. Castro trying to prevent this Bradenton lead from growing. It's at 2-0 here in the third. First pitch to Valdez, who singled his first time. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses outside. Throw down from Duran is late. Well late. Kiner Delgado shows off the wheels. Swipes second base. That's his 18th stolen base this season with Bradenton. In scoring position now for Valdez. So back on Castro, made that pro debut 2021, just 10 innings. with the DSL Blue Jays, Dominican Summer League. It was cut short due to injury. There goes Delgado for third. 1-0 is a called strike throw down. Not even close. Kiner Delgado running buck wild. Swipe second. Now steals third. Another run 90 feet away for Valdez. So that injury in 2021 for Castro kept him out in 2022 and 2023. He returned this summer with the FCL Jays. 1-1. Valdez takes low and outside. 2-1. So Castro pitched all summer with the FCL club. ERA just under 5, now making his first single-A appearances. 2-1. Valdez with a check swing, tapper out in front of the plate. Runner stays at third. Duran throws to first, low, but in time. Excellent result there for the Blue Jays. Ball stays on the infield. Doesn't go past the mound, so Delgado forced to stay at third. Two down for Plaz. Plaz walked his first time. That was in the first inning. 2-0 Marauders. Home half of the third. Plaz, a burly right-handed batter. Waits on the first pitch. Swings and fouls it back into the net. 0-1. Plaz, including his 2-for-4 performance yesterday, is hitting .303 over his last 10 games. So starting to hit better for average. The power's there. That's not been an issue. 0-1. Outside. 1-1. Blue Jays infield playing straight away for Plaz. Maybe the shortstop Namala playing a bit to the pole side. 1-1. Plaz takes a called strike at the knees. Fans, ooh, and ah, and cheer behind home plate. Goodness. Fans are ruthless tonight. Somebody go tell them. It's not a real strike zone. 1-2. It's a called strike 3. Fastball on the inside corner, and the inning is over. Christopher Castro turns in a 0 on the line score for the first time tonight. He's up to 5 strikeouts. Score remains Bradenton 2, Blue Jays nothing. Going to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Want to wear the... We are clipping along to the top of the fourth inning in Bradenton. It's 2-0 Marauders over the DJs. It'll be Micheletti, Parker, and Cunningham for the Jays here. 3-4-5 against Michael Kennedy, Bradenton's lefty. Lefty on lefty, first pitch to Eddie Micheletti. Is on the way after a dramatic pause in the windup. Pitch misses inside, and it hit him. Micheletti checked up his swing. He came very close to swinging. That pitch got him up on the hands near the wrist area. Looks like he's all right. No trainer visit necessary. So the Blue Jays have the leadoff man aboard for Aaron Parker. Kennedy walked two batters in the second inning, which is rare for him considering now he's only walked 13 batters all season and 60-some innings. First pitch to Parker, down and inside, it's 1-0. Kennedy bounced back with a 1-2-3 third inning. Pitching with the lead, 2-0 Bradenton, top of the fourth. Parker 0-for-1 with a pop-out to the second baseman Delgado. Kennedy kicks and tosses. And Parker swings and fouls it back behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Micheletti with that hit by pitch has now reached base in six straight games for the Jays. Being held on at first by Berg. Kennedy glances over and throws. And Parker rolls it sharply down to third. Rivas with a spinning grab to second for one. Throw to first is late. Nice play from Javier Rivas down at the hot corner. Enough to cut down the lead runner in Micheletti. Aaron Parker moves very well for a catcher, so he beats that one out. No double play. Micheletti's out number one, and here's Carter Cunningham. Blue Jays offense hoping to get going here, trailing 2-0, top of the fourth. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Cunningham way out in front of a slider. Swings and misses. 0-1. Cunningham walked in the second. Carter, long, wide set stance from the left side. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. On the Blue Jays' 5 batter, he calls time. We mentioned on Sunday, Cunningham hit his first homer in the pros. And it went for an inside the Parker that basically got stuck underneath the left center field wall. 0-2. He lays off a slider in the dirt. Chase pitch. And Cunningham did not. One ball, two strikes. Palm Beach's center fielder, Lisandro Espinoza, made a mistake by picking the ball up. That kept it in play, so Cunningham just kept on running. He said, yep, you got to keep on running until somebody tells you to stop. So I just kept on running back to the dugout. Worked out okay. 1-2. Close to the outside corner, but it's a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Get this. Cunningham said that wasn't just his first pro homer. That was his first inside-the-park homer ever at any level. 2-2. Is cued foul down the third base line. Cunningham putting up a good battle here. We'll do it again. That sound you heard was the baseball dropping into some empty bleachers. As Kennedy throws over to first late, Parker back in standing. Blue Jays working on a 2-0 deficit here, trailing in the top of the fourth. Kennedy reads the sign, sets, and unloads the next 2-2. Cunningham swings and foul tips it off Plaza's mitt. He almost had it. Still, two balls, two strikes. Cunningham, the conference player of the year, American Athletic Conference for East Carolina. Another 2-2 pitch from Kennedy. Is flared into shallow right. Polanco coming in. He can't get it. Drops in front of him. And Carter Cunningham wins the battle. One out single for him. Blue Jays have a little something cooking. Runners on first and second with one out for Edward Duran. It's 2-0 Bradenton in the fourth. Blue Jays with their best scoring chance so far tonight against Kennedy. Duran rolled into a 6-4-3 double play his first time in the second inning. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First pitch from Kennedy. Swung on and fouled back. 0-1. Bradenton middle infield at double play depth on the dark infield dirt. 0-1 toss. Duran rips and misses on a changeup. Quickly 0-2. That changeup is the pitch that Kennedy uses the least, but it's got the best opponent batting average against it, sub 200. Draws a swing and a miss 37% of the time against that pitch. He reads the sign from Plaz, gives a look out at second and deals, and Duran lashes it to first, caught by Berg. He dives for the first base bag late. Cunningham just gets back in there, and here comes Jim Horner. He is steaming, heading out to Caden Titchener. Out behind the mound, Horner pointing with his thumb over towards first base, now pointing with his pointer finger. He thought Berg got the glove hand on the bag first. It was a heck of an effort from Berg. Just a flare of a line drive from Duran the opposite way. And Horner has stated his case. Comes away frustrated. Back to the first base dugout. So, remains just two outs. Duran out number two. It's up to Manny Beltre here with runners on first and second. 2-0. Blue Jays trail in the fourth. First pitch from Kennedy. Misses outside, ball one. That was the changeup. 1-0. Beltre walked in the second inning. These fans are harsh on the umpires tonight. My goodness. Long pause in the 1-0. Manny crushes it deep down the line and left, but that ball is well foul. Up on top of the construction zone down the line and left. They're putting on an addition to the visitors' clubhouse down there. Hopefully that doesn't create any more damage. Time called. Plaz heads out to the mound for a quick word with Kennedy. One ball, one strike. Parker, a good runner. Off second base. Cunningham off first, not being held by Berg. The set and the pitch. Beltre bounces it foul behind home plate. It's 1-2. Kennedy last week only allowed one run of damage against St. Lucie. And it feels like a run that maybe he should just shrug off. It was a solo homer, his only hit allowed, to former Marauder and Pittsburgh Pirate Starling Marte on rehab for St. Lucie. 1-2. Misses down and inside. Two balls, two strikes. As the colorful commentary continues down below, Kennedy climbs back on the rubber. I bet Kennedy probably wouldn't say that's a cool homer to give up, but it might be. 2-2. Beltre swings and misses on a changeup down and outside. That's strike three. Michael Kennedy gets out of a jam with just his second strikeout tonight. Blue Jays leave runners on first and second. They still trail 2-0 through 3.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. The same hats your favorite DJs wear. Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Another pro debut coming up for the Dunedin Blue Jays as Christian Marakna is into the ball game for Dunedin out of the bullpen. Marakna, the right-handed thrower, signed by Toronto as an undrafted free agent out of Georgia. 6'5", 220. Good size to him, 24 years old, native of Florida. We'll face Andrew Patrick, Shalene Polanco, and Javier Rivas, 6-7-8 in Bradenton's lineup as the Blue Jays trail 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Marakna from the stretch, first pitch. Patrick swings and misses on fastball, 90 on the gun, and it's 0-1. Marakna, the long-haired righty, sets and deals, and Patrick takes in on the hands for a ball. It's 1-1. So two guys in their professional debuts here. Patrick for Bradenton and Marakna for the Jays. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And misses low and in. Two balls, one strike. Marakna played five seasons of college baseball. One at Belmont Abbey, D2 in 2020. 2-1. Is outside. It's 3-1. One at Northwest Florida State, a junior college powerhouse in 2021. Two seasons at George Mason in 2022 and 2023. And then one at Georgia. Payoff pitch. Rather, 3-1 is swung on and missed. Now that runs it full. 3-2. Time called by Patrick. Out of the box and back in. Marakna building up a good rhythm. Ready for the payoff pitch. And it's on the way. Fouled off Patrick's ankle. Oh, that pitch caught him clean off the bat. Patrick in no pain, at least it seems. Fouled it hard off his ankle. Climbs right back in there. Marakna with a fresh baseball and the fresh payoff pitch. Misses up and in. That's ball four. So it's a leadoff walk issued to Andrew Patrick. He's aboard for the first time tonight after striking out in the first. Here's Shalene Polanco. Blue Jays trail this one, 2-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Polanco 0-1 with a ground out to second base. Bradenton Bradenton scored one run in the first, one run in the second, both against Christopher Castro. We'll have his final line here in a minute. First pitch to Polanco, high and outside on a fastball at 90. It's 1-0. So that line on Castro, three innings, three hits, two runs, one was earned. He walked two but struck out five. So improvements this week for Castro, 1-0. Fastball upstairs again, two balls, no strikes. Castro and currently in line for the loss. The Blue Jays down 2-0. 2-0 pitch is bounced foul on the first base side. 2-1. Maracna's last name, one of the more interesting names you'll see in terms of spelling. So it's pronounced Maracna, but it's spelled M-R-A-C-N-A. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. So no vowel needed on the front end. Maracna. Hitters count for Polanco. It's 3-1. Maracna goes, and Polanco takes upstairs. That's ball four. Back-to-back walks to open the inning issued by Maracna. Runners on first and second for Javier Rivas. Edward Duran comes out to the mound to talk things over with Maracna. Cunningham in from first, Beltre in from third base. So a four-man meeting. Chad Lagana takes a few steps out towards the mound and then makes a U-turn. So Bradenton has a chance to grow its 2-0 lead, bottom of the fourth. Rivas doubled his first time in the second inning. Blue Jays bullpen starting to stir. His first outing jitters. Always a tough thing to deal with. We've seen that these last few weeks. First pitch to Rivas down and outside. It's 1-0. Maracna threw over 45 innings this spring with Georgia. Posted a 5.32 ERA. But the number that jumps out is the strikeouts. 1-0. Low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Maracna struck out 73 in 45 and two-thirds innings. Don't get out your calculator just yet. That's a rate of 14.4 per nine innings. Pretty good right there. Maracna struggling with his command in his pro debut here, though. Joel Hernandez, one of the Blue Jays pitching coaches, out for a visit. So he brings everybody together again. As Maracna is in a jam, behind in the count again to Rivas. So it's a right-hander loosening for the Jays out in the bullpen. Bullpen mostly rested after yesterday. Kevin Miranda with two scoreless innings, and then Eliander Alcalde with three excellent innings to finish it. 2-0 to Rivas. It's flied into shallow center. Freethy ranges out, gives way for the shortstop, Namala, who makes a one-handed grab. Big out number one for Maracna. Still runners on first and second for Derek Berg. Blue Jays down 2-0, bottom four. Right-hander warming up for the Jays is Jay Schuler. Fitting name. Both runners go. First pitch to Berg. Called strike. Throw down to second. They got him. A strike from Edward Duran. Cuts down Shalene Polanco stealing. Patrick does steal third base, though. But there's two down. Excellent throw from Edward. as he continues his excellent development behind the plate. So it's 0-1 on Berg. Rackna sets and chucks and gets called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. Quickly 0-2 on Berg. Speaking of fitting names, Berg, drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. A natural fit, although his Berg is spelled different than the Pirates' Berg. B-E-R-G for Derek. It's 0-2. The pitch is a called strike three. And it's the first pro strikeout for Christian Marachna. He gets out of a fourth inning jam. He walks the first two batters he faces, then induces a pop out, gets a caught stealing, and caps the inning with a looking strikeout. Score holds. Bradenton 2, Blue Jays nothing. Going to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's still Bradenton 2, Blue Jays zip, as we're on to the top of the fifth. Braden Berry set to face Michael Kennedy. Marauders starter back out for the fifth. First pitch, slider in there for a called strike. At the bottom of the zone, it's 0-1. Berry flied out to right field his first time. That ended the second inning. Kennedy kicks and delivers. And Berry swings and misses on a changeup. Quickly 0-2. Berry trying to pick up where he left off after a strong week last week, as well as the week before over in Daytona. The wind in the 0-2 from Kennedy is fouled out of play, first base side. We'll do it again. Berry has just not been able to catch a break this season. Got hit with a pitch on the wrist. Second game of the year, kept him out until late July. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. The bat goes flying back towards the on-deck circle. Freethy gets out of the way, thankfully. But Berry is retired for out number one and strikeout number three for Kennedy. So Freethy climbs into the box. 0 for 1 with a fly out to center. Blue Jays trail 2-0 in the fifth. First pitch. Change up, just misses outside. Ball one. Freethy, a California native, waits on the 1-0 toss. And takes a slider for a called strike. Bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. Freethy grew up a Giants fan. Said both of his parents are from the Bay Area. 1-1 is smashed right to the third baseman, Rivas. He makes the catch chest high. That's out number two. Two up, two down for Michael Kennedy. And now he'll square off against Nathan Lucas, Blue Jays leadoff man, for the third time tonight. Blue Jays down 2-0 in the fifth. Lefty on lefty here in the first pitch from Kennedy. Sails high. Fastball with a little bit of hair on it. Makes it 1-0. There is somebody up and doing some light tossing in Bradenton's right field bullpen. 1-0. Lucas lines it foul. Look out on the street. Out of play. One ball, one strike. No, that scream was not real, as far as we know. 1-1. Fastball high, two balls, one strike. Because Lecom Park is so embedded into the city of Bradenton, there are a handful of shops around the ballpark. 2-1. It's a called strike on a slider. It's 2-2. So there's an auto body repair shop across the street from the ballpark. You see it walking up the stairs into the press box. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Michael Kennedy feeling it as his outing goes along. Another 1-2-3 frame for the 19-year-old southpaw. He's up to four strikeouts and five shutout frames. Blue Jays still down 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Jay Shuler is on for the Blue Jays, trying to keep the score right where it is. 2-0 Marauders going to the bottom of the fifth, and the first pitch to Johnny Severino misses low and away. It's 1-0. Shuler, the right-hander, signed as an undrafted free agent by Toronto. Sets and deals. And a curveball misses down. Two balls, no strikes on Severino, who's 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout. Shuler with a breath, the pitch. Is flied high in the air, deep to left. Micheletti's back. He's at the barrier. He jumps. It's gone. Johnny Severino goes yard. Got a fastball center cut, and he did not miss. Severino with his second in the Bradenton jersey. And that makes it 3-0 Marauders in the fifth. Here's Jordani De Los Santos. First pitch. Outside, ball one on a fastball. 92 on the gun from Shuler. An Illinois native wrapped up his college ball at Southeastern. 1-0, rip and a miss. One ball, one strike. So Southeastern with three guys on this Blue Jays roster. For an NAIA school, that is pretty darn good. 1-1. It's called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-2. Southeastern's got a pretty darn good baseball program going. They've produced a good handful of pros here lately. 1-2 is fouled back. We'll do it again. Shuler making his third appearance. He's thrown an inning and two-thirds. Coming in without an earned run. The 1-2. De Los Santos jackknifes out of the way as a curveball misses low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shuler primarily with that fastball-curveball mix. Gathers the sign and throws. And De Los Santos takes fastball down and outside. So it's full. The payoff. Skips out in front of the plate. That's ball four. Gets by Edward Duran. But De Los Santos will take a minute to take off his gear, so no worries about him taking an extra base. Generally, that's only something that you see in JV high school games, Little League. Guys taking extra bases on walks. But hey, anything's possible. This is only single A. Here's Kiner Delgado. Instead of the first pitch, Shuler deals a pickoff throw over to first. It's late. Delgado flipping around to the left side after walking from the right side in the third and grounding out for an RBI in the first. First pitch. Fastball up. It's 1-0. Marauders 3, Blue Jays nothing. We're in the fifth. Glad you're with us on your Wednesday night. Here's the 1-0. It misses up high again. That was the curve. 2 balls, no strikes. Lights have been flipped on at Lee Comp Park. Not yet taking much of an effect. The sun is just now beginning to set. Ready for the 2-0. It's smoked into right. It's deep. Lucas is back, and it's off the top of the wall on the fly. It's in play. De Los Santos chugging to third. He'll stop there, and Kiner Delgado has a double. Second extra base hit of the inning for Bradenton. And their bats have jolted to life today after being shut out last night. They lead 3-0, looking for more. Time called, and Edward Duran heads out to the mound to talk with Shuler. Maybe going over the scout on Valdez. This is a Bradenton lineup that has struggled to hit for average all season long. Last in the league in average. Coming into the week, the batting average right around 210 as a group. However, where they do succeed is power. Boy, can they swing it for pop. First pitch to Valdez. A powerful swing comes up empty on a curveball. 0-1. Valdez, one of the league leaders in homers with 17 of them and 15 runs driven in. 0-1. Misses down in the dirt. Skillfully blocked by Edward Duran. Having a great day behind the plate. One ball, one strike. Shuler on the third base side. Throws. Valdez takes low and away. Curveball yanked. 2 balls, 1 strike. Already another right-hander throwing for the Jays out in the bullpen. Looks like Colby Martin. Hard throwing righty. 2-1 pitch. Valdez bounces it down to third. Right at Beltre. He throws to the plate and the runner is out. But he slid into Edward Duran's ankle. Jose Mayorga comes sprinting out of the dugout. Luke Green, the trainer, comes out as well. And De Los Santos, the runner from third, was way out of the baseline coming home. He was in fair territory as the throw from Beltre was pretty good to the plate. He had to throw it over the runner, De Los Santos, who is out, and now we just really hope that Edward Duran is all right. Duran was trying to get back to his feet, but just couldn't. Green checking out, looks like his right leg. And Duran will be helped to his feet to walk it off. So it looks like Edward's going to try and stay in this game. Maybe not. It actually looks like his left leg. He tried to stretch it out and then just really writhed in pain. Now trying to crouch out in front of home plate. And Luke Green pats him on the shoulder, and I think he might be saying something to the liking of, hey, better not risk it here. Better safe than sorry. And Edward Duran will come out of this game, it looks like. So that means Brock Tibbetts is going to come in and catch, as Aaron Parker, the other Blue Jays catcher on the roster, is DHing tonight. And if the Blue Jays removed him from that spot, that would mean that the Blue Jays give up their DH. Instead, they're going to give up their bullpen catcher for the night. Tibbetts comes hustling in from the left field bullpen, bag in hand, water bottle in his glove. And lucky for the Jays, he's already all suited up. Shin guards on, chest protector and everything. And so it looks like he's going to come in. Maybe not. Edward Duran walking back out to the plate. So Tibbetts heads back into the dugout. All that running for nothing. Just a handful of calories burned coming in from the bullpen and left. So good to see Edward will remain in the game. Let's reset the situation for you. De Los Santos thrown out at the plate. 5-2 on the putout for the first out of the inning. Delgado remains at second. Valdez reaches on a fielder's choice on that ground ball to third. Blue Jays trail 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Run in, first pitch from Schuler. DePlaz misses low and away. Sliding stop from Duran. Gets to test out that leg right away. Looks like he's all right. 1-0. So Martin continues to throw out in the left field bullpen for the Jays. We might see him here in this inning. 1-0. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Fastball missed from Schuler. This is a big spot in this ball game. Middle innings, bottom five. Blue Jays trying to keep Bradenton at an arm's reach. 2-0. Is flied towards deep left center. Micheletti hustling after it, and it drops between him and Barry. Delgado scoring from second base. Valdez up to third, and Axel Plaz has an RBI double. Make it 3 extra base knocks for Bradenton in the fifth. Plaz continues to swing it well. There's runners on second and third for Andrew Patrick. Schuler will get at least one more batter here. Jose Mayorga stays in the Blue Jays dugout. Patrick 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Blue Jays infield comes in. First pitch. Way outside for a ball. 1-0. So 4-0 Bradenton now, and a base hit could really give Bradenton a lot of cushion. 1-0. Curveball down. 2 balls, no strikes. Schuler reads the sign, kicks and throws. And Patrick holds up a check swing. He didn't go, and it's 3-0. Schuler at 6'3", 205, 23 years old. trying to salvage at least one more out here. The 3-0 down and outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk issued to Andrew Patrick. That loads the bases with just one out for Shaleen Polanco. Decision time for Jose Mayorga. Blue Jays skipper on the top step of the dugout. And Schuller will remain in the ball game. 24 pitches right now, and he's gotten one out. Two runs in for Bradenton. They lead 4-0 in the fifth. First pitch to Polanco. Downstairs, and it's 1-0. Fifth consecutive miss from Schuller. Trying to get the train back on the tracks. The set and the pitch. Polanco rolls it sharply to second. Freethy throws to second for one. Namala over to first, just in time to get him. J.R. Freethy able to snare that hopper through to second, falling away to start a 4-6-3 turn. Just what the Blue Jays needed to end a long fifth inning. So Schuller throws a full inning, but he does allow two runs. Solo homer from Severino. And then Kiner Delgado doubles and eventually scores. So our new score, 4-0 Bradenton. Going to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
After five shutout frames from Michael Kennedy, Bradenton goes to the bullpen to Peyton Stumbo as they lead 4-0. First pitch to Arjun Namala is cranked high and deep to left. Forget it. Long gone. Solo homer for Arjun Namala. On the first pitch thrown by somebody other than Michael Kennedy, Arjun Namala takes advantage. Blue Jays on the board. It's 4-1 in the sixth. That's number 13 this season for the 18-year-old. So here's Eddie Micheletti. First pitch. Outside, it's 1-0. Micheletti reached on a hit-by-pitch back in the fourth. The pitch here. It's called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Namala now 2-for-3 tonight. 1-1. Micheletti takes a curveball up. It's 2-1. Had no time to get you the numbers on Stumbo. 4.76 ERA and 56 2/3. Pitch. Is a called strike. Fastball on that outside edge. It's 2-2. Micheletti in an open stance, rocks the bat back and forth. The pitch, he thought about going around on a changeup, but held up. Runs it full, 3-2. Looked like the bottom of the fifth inning could have turned into a disaster for the Jays. Payoff pitch to Micheletti is popped up. Shallow center. De Los Santos is camped under it and makes the two-handed catch. Micheletti's out number one, brings up Aaron Parker. Two runs in for the Marauders. They loaded the bases with one out. Then Jay Shuler induced a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Really kept the Blue Jays in the ballgame. Here we are, 4-1 now. Top of the sixth. First pitch to Parker. Fouled off to the right, out of play. Parker 0-for-2, reached on a fielder's choice and also popped out the pitch. Curveball called strike on the back door. 0-2. Stumbo at 6'2", 190, native of Auburn, California. 0-2 toss. Is flied high in the air. That's deep to right. Polanco's at the wall. He looks up. That ball is gone. Second homer of the inning, and it belongs to Aaron Parker. An opposite field poke to right. Blue Jays are right back in it. It's 4-2 in the sixth. Were the Blue Jays happy to see Peyton Stumbo or what? Michael Kennedy was dominant in five innings. He's escorted out. Blue Jays offense has come to life. First pitch to Carter Cunningham, misses outside. 1-0. Second homer for Aaron Parker. And 10 games with the DJs. 1-0. It's called strike. Change up on the upper outside corner. Stumbo turns and tosses. And Cunningham swings and foul tips it. So he's behind 1-2. To wrap up on Kennedy, we'll get you his final line here. As he went five innings, only allowed two hits, no runs, two walks, four Ks. The 1-2. Cunningham lines it up the middle, past the reach of Kiner Delgado into center. Carter Cunningham has a multi-hit ball game. Two singles on his line, also a walk. They say hitting is contagious, and it's spreading right now up and down the Blue Jays lineup. Here's Edward Duran. Blue Jays down 4-2, top of the sixth. Two runs in here. First pitch to Edward. Misses up and in. He tumbles out of the way as the pitch sails to the backstop, and Cunningham advances to second base. Very wild pitch from Stumbo. You could say that Stumbo has somewhat of a home run problem. With two homers allowed here in this inning, he's given up 10 this season. 1-0 is flied out of play, first base side. One ball, one strike. Good to see Duran still in the ball game after getting slid into by De Los Santos on a play at the plate last half inning. No ill intent there. 1-1. Slider down and away. Two balls and one strike. Well, the wind is breezing out to right. So even for righties, that ball will carry. 2-1. Is sliced on the right field line. Polanco, the right fielder, watches it drop out of play. Wind pushed that ball out of play. 2-2. Beautiful sunset showing its colors now above Lecom Park. Hazy sunshine. Orange clouds overhead. 2-2. Duran thought about a high fastball, but he laid off, and that runs it full. 3-2. Jays with their first two runs of the ball game in here in the top of the sixth. They've sliced Bradenton's lead down to 4-2. Here comes the payoff to Edward. It's grounded right at the shortstop, De Los Santos. He scoops it up. Their throw to first is in time. That's out number two, but Cunningham advances from second to third, so the Blue Jays with another run 90 feet away from Manny Beltre. Righty on righty here, and the first pitch. Breaking ball called strike on the inside edge. 0-1. Manny so far tonight, 0-1 with a walk and a K. The pitch, smash down the line and left. This one drops for a hit. Cunningham scores with ease from third base. Beltre chugging to second. The throw there, he slides around the tag, steps on the bag, but he's out. He was out of the baseline, and that ends the inning. But it is an RBI single for Manny. The Blue Jays toss up three runs in the top of the sixth. We've got a ball game. Blue Jays trail now by just one. Our new score is the Marauders 4 and the Blue Jays 3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. New pitcher in for the Blue Jays, it's Kobe Martin, and the first pitch out of his hand to Javier Rivas has popped up out of play on the first base side. It's 0-1. Blue Jays have new life in this game, surging for three runs in the top of the sixth inning to trim Bradenton's lead down to 4-3. 0-1 to Rivas, misses up. One ball, one strike. So Martin takes over for his fellow Southeastern product, Jay Schuler. Right-hander that can touch 100. 1-1. Rivas takes down an inside. Two balls, one strike. Rivas doubled and scored back in the second inning. That popped out to short his last time in the fourth. Pitch misses outside. And now it's 3-1. Numbers on Martin, granted in a small sample size. ERA of 0. In an inning and two-thirds, he has allowed one run. It was unearned. The pitch slapped towards the gap in right center, and Lucas can't get it. And one hops off the wall. Rivas around first, and he's back into second standing with his second double tonight. Make him 2-for-3. Leadoff man aboard for Derek Berg. As Bradenton tries to get some runs back, leading 4-3 in the sixth. Berg 0-for-1, picked up a sack fly in the second inning. Also struck out looking in the fourth. Martin working from the stretch in a very closed stance. A the third base side. First pitch way outside on a fastball at 97. 1-0. Martin came on for the save on Saturday night for the Blue Jays against Palm Beach. Recorded two outs, but ran into trouble with two walks. So he couldn't finish the job. Kevin Miranda did. 1-0, runner goes to third. Pitch misses high. Throw down. They nailed him. Edward Duran with his second caught stealing tonight. And Javier Rivas is the first out of the inning at third base. That is a head-scratcher. If you're a Marauders fan, Blue Jays will take it. The pitch to Berg. It's down and outside. It's 3-0. So instead of runner on second base with no out, it's nobody on with one out. Now, Rivas, a good runner, but surprising to see him go. 3-0. That one's in there, called strike, bottom of the zone. Three and one. Martin sets and deals and misses low and outside. That's ball four. So now the Marauders have a runner back on base for the top of the order, and Johnny Severino, who's having himself a night. Severino doubled and scored in the first, blasted a solo homer in the fifth. It's a righty-on-righty matchup here. First pitch on the way. Severino way out in front of a curveball. Comes up empty. 0-1. It's Bradenton 4 and the Blue Jays 3. Bottom 6, the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. 0-2. So Martin has struggled with his command at times early his pro career. Four walks to two strikeouts. Make it five now. 0-2. Is fouled off behind home plate. We'll do it again. About 97 on that fastball. Martin, you could say, is now the hardest thrower in the Blue Jays bullpen. They really haven't had a lot of guys with his velocity all season. Another 0-2. Severino watches a curveball skip out in front of the plate. Snap throw down to first is late. Throw back to the mound. Gets away as Martin already had a baseball in his hand. He wanted to switch out. Arjun Namala will discard that one towards the dugout. Count is 1-2 on Severino. With the sunset turning pink, throw over to first is late. A fan yells, boring. Well, folks, let me introduce you to baseball in 2012. 1-2 misses up. Two balls, two strikes. What if I told you pitchers used to be able to do that as many times as they wanted? You want to talk about boring 2024? I wouldn't complain. 2-2 pitch. Misses low and outside. Duran stares Berg back to first. Runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays would love if Martin could eat two innings here, but he's thrown 16 pitches and gotten just one out. He's got the sign from Duran and deals and misses low and outside, and that's back-to-back one-out walks. He's shooed by the flame-throwing Martin. So Berg up to second, and De Los Santos comes to the plate. Two men on for him. De Los Santos has struck out twice and walked once. That was his last time in the fifth when he was cut down on a throw to the plate after reaching third base. Marauders looking to get a few runs back after the Blue Jays put up three in the top of the sixth. That's 4-3 Bradenton. First pitch to De Los Santos. Misses outside. Ball one. And now the Blue Jays bullpen will get going once again. It's Jandre Rojas warming up for the Jays. The set and the pitch. De Los Santos lines it foul. Off his dugout on the first base side. One and one. The dugouts here are a unique setup, at least to the Florida State League, being that they're so big. They extend all the way back towards the backstop behind home plate. 1-1 up and in. Duran drops it. Both runners move up 90 feet. Fastball got away from Martin, then it got away from Duran. Duran still moving noticeably gingerly as he walks back behind home plate. Count is 2-1 on De Los Santos. Blue Jays infield comes in a one-run ball game. Bottom of the sixth. Martin unfurls the 2-1 and misses low and outside. Three balls and one strike. To wrap up on the dugouts, these dugouts kind of remind you of the visitor's dugout at Wrigley Field. There's a slight bend in that one. Same with these. 3-1 as a tapper to shortstop. Namala is there. His throw is to the plate, and it is cash. On the money to get Derek Berg, and Edward Duran applies the tag for out number two. Second runner of the ball game cut down by the Blue Jays infield. Severino advances to second. De Los Santos reaches on the fielder's choice. Two down for Kiner Delgado. Delgado's reached twice each of his last two times. Walk in the third and a double in the fifth. Still 4-3 Marauders. First pitch. Misses out in front of the plate. Duran knocks it down. 1-0. A note on Severino. He actually advanced all the way to third base. That's good base running there. So it's runners on the corners for Delgado. With two outs. Martin ready. The pitch. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses low and in. No throw from Duran. And De Los Santos steals second uncontested. Blue Jays have had an excellent night controlling base runners. And between those ground balls on the infield and caught stealings from Edward Duran. Big part of the game. Not a lot of people talk about. 2-0. Is a called strike. Top of the zone. 2-1. Delgado collected an RBI on a ground out in the first. Martin nods at Duran. Sets near the chin. Delivers. Delgado leans out of the way as a fastball misses up. 3-1. Martin entering pro ball after pitching to a 4.41 ERA at Southeastern and just 16 and a third innings this spring. Time called. Martin steps off the rubber, picks up the rosin bag, tosses it down, settles back on the slab. Another big spot. Blue Jays got out of a bases loaded jam last inning. 3-1 is flied into left center. Micheletti moves over towards center. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. All kinds of trouble for the Blue Jays and Colby Martin. But when it's all said and done, it's a zero up on the line score, and the score is still 4-3, Bradenton, through six on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Starting to get late in Bradenton, but this one has been fun. Blue Jays trail 4-3. First pitch to Braden Berry from Peyton Stumbo is a called strike. Berry squared to bunt, pulled back, but that pitch just caught the bottom of the zone, so it's 0-1, the pitch. Close to that bottom of the zone again, but that one was low. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays scored all three of their runs last inning against Stumbo. Two homers, one from Namala, one from Parker, and then an RBI single from Manny Beltre that drove in Carter Cunningham. The pitch is lined over the shortstop. De Los Santos rocketed into left. Leadoff knock for Braden Berry. He stops it first with a single, and the Blue Jays have the tying run aboard to open the seventh. Here's J.R. Freethy. Freethy 0-2 tonight with a fly out and a line out. He's ready for the first offer from Stumbo. And it misses outside, ball one. Each of those first two ABs for Freethy came from the right side. Now he's over to the left side where he's hit a little bit more. Here in his time with the Jays, 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Each team with seven hits. Four runs on seven hits for the Marauders, three runs on seven hits, one error for the Jays. 2-0 pitch. Bottom of the zone called strike. So it's 2-1. Berry, a good runner off first, being held on by Berg as Stumbo works quickly. He sets and goes, and Freethy pops it up out of play back towards that street on the third base side of the ballpark. It's 2-2. Middle infield at double play depth for Bradenton. The pitch. Line drive, rocketed over to Ogato, down into right. Berry flying from first to third. The throw to third is late. Freethy's into second, and the Blue Jays are threatening to take the lead. Runners on second and third with no outs in the seventh. That was an excellent throw from Polanco and right, but Berry got around the tag. Here we go. Nathan Lucas into the box. Lucas 0-3. On rehab from AAA, playing his third game with Dunedin. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Hack over a curveball and it's 0-1. Lucas has shown an all-fields approach. He's got a hole on the left side. Shortstop De Los Santos playing up the middle. 0-1 toss. Low and inside on a curve. It's 1-1. So Stumbo and his inning plus has allowed 6 of the Blue Jays' 7 hits. The 1-1 outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Excuse me, an error in the math there. He's actually allowed 6 of the Blue Jays' 8. Kennedy allowed 2 in his 5 shutout innings. Lucas ready. The pitch is outside to him. 3-1. Arjun Damala, who homered last inning against Stumbo, looms on deck. Runners on second and third for Lucas. A one-run game. The pitch up and outside. It's 4, and the bases are juiced for Damala. And that'll spark a mound visit. Matt Ford, the pitching coach, comes on out. Certainly not surprising here. Brings the entire infield together to try and slow things down for Stumbo. That walk also sparks action out in the right field bullpen for Bradenton. A righty getting loose. Blue Jays trailed this game 4-0 after the bottom of the 5th inning. The Jays led up 2 runs. They responded with 3 runs in the top of the 6th inning. Now they've loaded the bases with no outs in the 7th. We'll see what the plan is for Bradenton. As the home team in this spot, leading 4-3 by 1, you'll generally trade 2 outs for a run here, and it looks like Bradenton will do that. Corners in, middle infield back. First pitch to Arjun. Called strike. A slider at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Damala launched his 13th home run of the season. Last inning. Also singled in the first. He's hit 3 balls hard tonight. The pitch. Swing and a miss over a slider. It's quickly 0-2. Damala wants time. Steps out of the box. And back in. Stumbo tells Oxyal Plaz, the catcher, he wants to see the sign again. He gets the sign and throws. And Damala rolls it down to third, and it glances off Rivas. Trickles towards the corner and left. One run scores. Barry's in. So is Freethy. Blue Jays take the lead. Arjun Damala delivers for the Jays. It's a 2-RBI go-ahead double, and the Blue Jays leapfrog in front. It's 5-4 in the 7th. Damala is a triple shy of the cycle. Lucas moves from first to third. Blue Jays now with some insurance opportunities. Eddie Micheletti comes to the plate. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Out in front of a changeup. 0-1. Micheletti was hit with a pitch in the fourth. He's 0-2 with 2 popouts. Infield in now. 0-1. That's a called strike. 0-2. So it's a 3-RBI night for Damala. 3-hit night. His second in the last few weeks. 0-2 from Stumbo. Down and inside. Plaz knocks it down. 1-2. Stumbo comes set. at the chest. He throws, and Micheletti fouls it back. Over the press box, off to the left, still 1-2. Micheletti has not been an easy at-bat by any means. Here with the Jays and his weak plus. Another 1-2 pitch. Floated down into shallow right field. That's another run. Lucas scores from third. Throw goes to the plate. That keeps Namala at third, but Micheletti advances to second base. It's now a two-run advantage for the Jays. 6-4 in the seventh. Back-to-back, three spots on the line score for the Jays, and there are still no outs in the seventh. Aaron Parker to the plate now, but Jim Horner comes out to the mound first. Marauders manager will take the baseball from Stumbo after a disastrous outing for the righty. He allows three runs in the sixth, three runs in here in the seventh, and the Blue Jays are far from done. New Hurler coming on with runners on second and third with no outs to face Aaron Parker. Blue Jays lead at 6-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays in the midst of a fervent rally. Three runs in to take a 6-4 lead over Bradenton. Still no outs in the top of the seventh inning. Danny Carrion is the new pitcher. First pitch to Aaron Parker. Misses in the dirt. Ball one. Blue Jays have opened this inning with five straight base runners, including four hits. The big blow. Two RBI go-ahead double from Arjun Namala. He's on third. Eddie Micheletti on second with the infield in. 1-0 is a comebacker snared by Carrion, and he's got no throw because the infield was in. Both Namala and Micheletti were well off the bases as Parker lined it right back to the mound, but Carrion had nobody to throw to. Excellent play from the new pitcher for the Marauders. How's that for a welcome to the ball game? Reflex test. Here's Carter Cunningham. First pitch. Misses up. It's 1-0. Cunningham has not been retired tonight. Two singles. And also a walk. 1-0 to the lefty. Is hit well. High in the air to right. Polanco's back in front of the track. Makes the catch. Namala tags from third and trots on home. Throw goes to third where Micheletti's in standing. It's now a four spot for the Blue Jays in the seventh. It's a 7-4 advantage. They keep on tacking on against this Marauders bullpen. So Cunningham is a productive out number two. His first RBI tonight. Here's Edward Duran with a man on third. He takes the first pitch for a called strike on a slider. Carrion throws, and Duran lashes it out of play. First base side, he's quickly behind 0-2. Quickly, the numbers on Carrion coming into this outing are good. 3.63 ERA in 14 outings, all out of the pen. 17 and a third innings. The pitch. Duran checks his swing on a slider. He held up. It's 1-2. Well, this heckling home crowd at Lecom Park is pretty quiet all of a sudden. 1-2. Duran taps it back past the mound to the shortstop, De Los Santos. He gobbles it up and wings it to first in time. And that ends the inning. But not before the damage is done. The first five Blue Jays of the frame reach, and four of them come in to score. Blue Jays claim their first lead of the ball game at 7-4. Time to stretch at Lecom Park on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Blue Jays push in four runs to take a 7-4 lead going to the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Blue Jays call upon a new pitcher to try and preserve it. It's Jandre Rojas. Right-hander out of the pen. Takes over for Colby Martin. He'll face is Merlin Valdez to open the inning. Valdez is 1-for-3 with a single and a fielder's choice. First pitch. Down and outside on a slider. It's 1-0. Rojas' numbers have been effective lately. 4.45 ERA overall. 2-0. It is a called strike. And it should be 1-1. Excuse me. No, it is 2-1. As Rojas was called for a pitch timer violation, I guess. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. They're so discreet sometimes with those pitch timer violations. Sometimes they're hard to pick up on. Time called by Valdez. Rojas with his trademark bright teal glove. throws, and Valdez rips and misses, strike three. Out number one in the bottom of the seventh. Base is empty for Axio Plaz. Plaz has reached twice tonight. Double his last time in the fifth. Also a walk in the first. 7-4 Jays. Bottom seven, first pitch. Plaz takes a home run hack and a miss. Cutter at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. That's what he's known for, those home run cuts. Plaz, a one toss, is blooped out of play on the first base side. Quickly 0-2 for Rojas. So Jandre is the fifth pitcher for the Blue Jays tonight, fourth out of the bullpen. Blue Jays may be looking for another three-inning save. 0-2. Plaz takes a called strike three. Fastball locked him up. On the inside edge, it's back-to-back strikeouts for Rojas to start his night. Two up, two down. Here's Andrew Patrick. Patrick has walked twice in his pro debut. First pitch, swing and a foul back. It's 0-1. Blue Jays won last night with their pitching. A 2-0 shutout win. Now tonight, it's their offense. Storming back after being shut out through five innings by Michael Kennedy. 0-1. Patrick takes a called strike. Cutter at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. I'm sure Jim Horner, Bradenton manager, wishes he could have kept Kennedy in for one more inning. But this time of year, pitch counts and pitch limits reign supreme in single A. 0-2 to Patrick. Swing and a miss. He got him. Uno, dos, adios for Jandre Rojas. He strikes out the side in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Blue Jays lead 7-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays lead it by three as we go to the top of the eighth in Bradenton. It's 7-4. Jays on top. Manny Beltre set to face Danny Carrion to open the inning. First pitch, called strike on a slider. Just caught the outside edge. It's 0-1. Highlight of this game for the Jays, a four-run rally using four hits last inning. 0-1. Here's a called strike. Quickly 0-2 on Beltre. He calls time, steps out of the box. Beltre snapping out of a hitless stretch today. Was 0 for his last 12 coming in all last week. Had an RBI single in the sixth. Hard line drive, too. Had to feel like $1 million. 0-2. Beltre with a comebacker. Pass the mound to the second baseman, Delgado. He fields on a hop. Throws to first just in time to get Beltre. It was close, but he's out number one. Brings up Braden Berry. So it's 7 runs on 10 hits for the Jays. 1 error. 4 runs on 7 hits. No errors for Bradenton. Berry into the box, 1-for-3 with a single his last time. First pitch is a called strike. 0-1. The pitch. Close to the inside corner, but it's a ball. 1-1. We've talked about Berry's season, how it was frustrating with that initial injury, but last week it got even more frustrating. 1-1. Called strike at the top of the zone. Make it 1-2 on Braden. So he broke his wrist in April, missed everything until late July for the Jays, really struggled out of the gate, and started to hit his stride in Daytona, going into last week's series at Palm Beach. Tuesday's game got rained out, and then on Wednesday, 1-2, Berry fouls it back. We'll have another 1-2 pitch. On Wednesday, before the doubleheader with Palm Beach, Braden woke up. He was sick. Food poisoning. He said that took him a while to shake off. Another 1-2. It swung on and missed. Berry lets go of the bat, and it flies into the net down the third base line. Second time Berry's lost his grip on his bat tonight. So he's out number 2 in the eighth. Base is empty for J.R. Freethy. Freethy singled and scored, part of that seventh inning rally. It has the Blue Jays in front 7-4. First pitch. Misses high, just barely. 1-0. Carrying right around the zone here in this inning. He fires. And Freethy takes up. 2 balls, no strikes. Lights shining down, taking full effect. Now at Lecom Park. Carrying deals. And Freethy takes high again. 3 balls, no strikes. Infield playing to pull for the switch hitter batting from the left side. 3-0 pitch. That one's high again. It's ball 4. Man aboard with 2 outs. Brings up a pinch hitter. It's Jaden Rudd. So Rudd comes on for Lucas. Not entirely surprising here with Lucas on rehab. Lucas played the whole game yesterday, so today he hits the showers a little bit early. Freethy tiptoes off first. First pitch to Rudd. Outside, ball 1. Rudd, a left-handed batter, just like Lucas. 1-0. A is a strike. Fastball on the high outside corner. Evens the count, 1-1. Rudd in 8 games with the DJs. 5-for-21, that's a 190 average after opening the season with Vancouver. 1-1. Rudd rips and foul tips it into Plaza's mitt. Carrion's out in front, 1-2. Should Rudd extend the inning, Arjun Namala waits on deck. He's got 3 RBIs and 3 hits. So 1-2. Down and outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rudd, born in the United Kingdom, but moved to Florida before he can even remember the UK. Right around 2 years old. The pitch, as the runner goes from first, the pitch is sliced out of play. Down the left field side, we'll do it again. Still 2-2. While the sun is set, it is still quite balmy. 86 degrees under the lights in Bradenton. 2-2. Rudd checks his swing on a slider in the dirt. He didn't go. Runs it full, 3-2. Carrion sets at the belt, gathers the sign, payoff pitch. It is swung on and fouled back. You can hear the Blue Jays dugout all fired up. Loving the battle from Rudd. Blue Jays dugout's the loudest place in the ballpark right now. Frankly, as it so often is. Payoff pitch is lined into center, but right out Patrick. He takes a few steps in, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Blue Jays do not score. They leave one free the on first base after the walk. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays lead remains 7-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interesting development for the Blue Jays as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. If you were with us earlier, you heard that Edward Duran was a little banged up on a slide play at home plate. He just now was removed from the ball game. He came out for the bottom of the eighth to catch the warm-up tosses from Jandre Rojas, but then Brock Tibbetts came out and relieved Duran. It's the Blue Jays 7, Bradenton 4. Bottom of the eighth inning in game two of the six-game series. In case you're just joining us, the Blue Jays rallied for 3 runs in the sixth and then 4 runs on 4 hits in the seventh inning to claim this 3-run lead. Jandre Rojas struck out the side in the seventh inning. He'll face Polanco, Rivas, and Berg here in the eighth. Starts with Polanco, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch to the lefty. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. A little bit above the zone. 0-1. Rojas working from the stretch at all times. Sets and deals. And Polanco fouls it back. It's 0-2. Rojas' last appearance for the Blue Jays was 5 days ago. Last week against Palm Beach, he went 2 1/3 innings. Allowed 1 earned run. Blue Jays really hoping he can eat some innings to end this ball game. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 4 batters faced. 4 strikeouts for Rojas. Challenged him on the fastball. And Jandre won. Here's Javier Rivas with the bases empty. 7-4 Blue Jays advantage, the bottom of the eighth. Rivas has two doubles. First pitch here, swing and a miss. A high fastball. So Rivas 2-for-3 with those two doubles and a pop out to the shortstop, Namala. Here's the 0-1. Fastball in there, called strike. It's 0-2. Rojas pounding the zone. Five pitches, five strikes. His sixth pitch. The 0-2 to Rivas is fouled off. No immaculate inning tonight, in all likelihood. Rojas, the big deep breath. Climbs on the rubber, nods at Tibbetts, and time is called by Rivas. Hey, speaking of Arjun Namala, Blue Jays shortstop, he's due up to lead off the ninth. He's a triple shy of the cycle. He's got three RBIs. Solo homer and a two RBI go-ahead double. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Oh, Jandre Rojas has his A-plus stuff tonight. Another swinging strikeout. Make it five in a row for him. Base is empty for Derek Bird. Blue Jays in the catbird seat. 7-4. Bottom eight. First pitch to Berg. A rip and a miss. On a fastball high. Rojas still has not missed. He sets and deals. And the pitch is tapped back to the mound. Past Rojas. Free the bobbles. Picks it up. Throws to first. Got him. Oh, just barely at first base. J.R. Freethy, what a play. After an initial bobble, a strong recovery, and that ends the inning. Six up, six down for Jandre Rojas. He continues to be remarkably efficient, and we go to the ninth. Blue Jays lead 7-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Want to wear the same. It's the top of the ninth inning at Leecom Park in Bradenton. Blue Jays lead 7-4. And Arjun Namala opens up the top of the ninth, a triple shy of the cycle. First pitch from the new pitcher, Magdiel Cotto. Misses low and in. It's 1-0. Cotto, the southpaw, with a 2.76 ERA. Big and burly. Deals home. And Namala hooks it towards the corner and left. Valdez reaches up and makes the catch. That wasn't very far from Valdez, but that ball almost took off on him. And that could have been a triple. But instead, it's out number one in the ninth. I guess Namala will settle for 3 for 5. Three RBIs. Barring extras. Here's Eddie Micheletti, first pitch. A slider called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. 7-4 DJs in the ninth. The pitch. Micheletti takes low and away. 1-1. Eddie had an RBI single in the seventh, part of that four-run rally that stands as the difference. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip back to the screen. It's 1-1. Wednesday night crowd has thinned out a little bit. Folks that are still here are yucking it up. Maybe they've enjoyed a few beverages. 1-2 is flared out of play. Bounces off the stadium roof, down onto the street. Still 1-2 on Micheletti. Very historic ballpark. Leadcom Park obviously hasn't been called that forever. Another 1-2, a check swing foul ball. Micheletti battling, just as he did before that RBI single in the seventh. So this ballpark, as the next 1-2, is flared out of play. Micheletti steps out of the box, swings the bat around a few times as if to say, come on, I can keep on doing this all night. Climbs back in. Leadcom Park, formerly known as McKechnie Field. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three on the inside edge. And this time it's Cotto that wins the battle. 2 up, 2 down in the visitor's ninth inning. Here's Aaron Parker. Lined out to the pitcher, Danny Carrion. His last time. I was in the seventh. Sent a solo homer to right. Back in the sixth. First pitch. Down and in, ball one. Wait, no. Strike. On the changeup. Just clipped the inside corner, according to the ABS zone. 1-0. That's a little more certain. Fastball on the inside edge, called strike two. 0-2. Parker waits. Cotto deals. And the pitch is chopped to shortstop. Talos Santos, gloves waist high. Throw to first on a line in time. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the ninth. We go to the bottom half. It's the last chance for the Marauders coming up next. They'll send up the top of the lineup. Rojas coming back out for a three-inning save as the Blue Jays lead 7-4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Same hats your favorite DJs wear. Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
All All right, strap in. Jandre Rojas takes the baseball for the third straight inning for the Blue Jays, hoping to finish off a three-inning save. Would be the second night in a row with one for the Jays. First pitch to Johnny Severino, misses outside. It's 1-0. Blue Jays lead 7-4 over Bradenton. Bottom of the ninth. Game two of this six-game set. Rojas has struck out five in two scoreless frames. 1-0. Severino swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Severino has reached three times. A double, a homer, and a walk. Rojas gathers the sign, fires, and Severino lines it back out at Micheletti and left. He moves back, makes the catch. One down. Blue Jays scouted that line drive perfectly. Micheletti was shaded towards center. Severino's out number one. So here's your Danny De Los Santos. Right-handed batter against the right-handed thrower Rojas. Blue Jays by three in the ninth. First pitch, a very late swing and a miss. On a fastball in. A swing so late, De Los Santos calls time and says, hold on, I need to catch my breath. So it's 0-1. De Los Santos back into the box. Rojas sets at the hip and throws and misses high. One ball, one strike. We mentioned Brock Tibbetts came into the game for the Jays behind the plate for Edward Duran last inning. We failed to mention that Jaden Rudd came on for Nathan Lucas in right after pinch hitting. 1-1. Fouled back into the net on the right side. 1-2. Rojas absolutely humming tonight. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Out number two, and Bradenton is down to its final out, represented by Kiner Delgado. Six punch-outs for Rojas. And now he's an out away from a save. Blue Jays 7. Bradenton 4, bottom of the ninth. First pitch to Delgado, batting from the left side, is bounced foul off his ankle, and it's 0-1. Delgado doubled and scored back in the fifth. That was the last inning where Bradenton scored. They scored one run in the first, one run in the second, and then two in the fifth against Jay Shuler. Since then, Colby Martin worked out a trouble in the sixth for a scoreless inning. Then Rojas took over in the seventh. The pitch is popped up on the infield. Namala comes in. He calls for it and makes the catch. Ball game over. Blue Jays win it. Nine up, nine down for Jandre Rojas. And the Blue Jays take the first two ball games down in Bradenton. In comeback fashion here tonight. Three-run rally in the sixth. Four-run rally in the seventh. Jandre Rojas with three scoreless innings for a save. We'll step aside and come back with the totals after this. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside Lee Com Park to put the finishing touches on this one. It may not be a stretch to say one of the best wins of the season for the Blue Jays. They nailed down a come-from-behind win tonight. Here are the final totals. First, for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays, they score 7 runs on 10 hits, commit 1 error, and leave 6 men on base. For Bradenton, 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and 8 men left. The Blue Jays limit Bradenton to 1 for 12 with runners in scoring position. Not bad. The winning pitcher is Colby Martin. Martin was in the ball game technically when the Blue Jays staged their comeback in the top of the seventh inning. Martin worked in and then back out of trouble in the bottom of the sixth inning. He threw one scoreless frame, allowed one hit, no runs, walked two, and didn't strike anybody out. Martin picks up his first win as a pro. Jandre Rojas, very well may be the highlight for the Blue Jays on the pitching side tonight. In fact, he is not a stretch to say that. 3 shutout innings, hitless, scoreless, walkless, 6 strikeouts for Rojas. He nails down his 5th save of the season. The loss goes to Peyton Stumbo, who in one inning let up 8 hits and 7 runs, all earned. Ouch. 1 walk, no strikeouts for Stumbo, who falls to 2-4. This ball game was played in 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a paying crowd of 445 at Lee Com Park on this Wednesday night on the Gulf Coast of Florida. With the win, the Blue Jays improve to 21-21, back to 500 in the second half of the season. They are 55-53 overall. Well, Bradenton drops its second straight and third straight overall, second straight to the Jays. They are 16-27, and they drop to 46-64. That's all from this ball game. What do you say we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Florida State League tonight, starting with those first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are in a dead heat. Bottom of the eighth inning, tied up at 3 with second place Lakeland. Fun one down in Fort Myers tonight. Both teams with 3 runs on 7 hits. Bottom of the eighth over in Clearwater, it's Tampa with the edge right now, 8-7 over the Threshers. Bottom of the ninth in Daytona, it's the St. Lucie Mets 5 and the Daytona Tortugas 1. Final score from down in Palm Beach, 3-1. Cardinals over the Jupiter Hammerheads in the battle for Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays and their affiliates tonight? Starting with AAA Buffalo, the Bisons on the road at Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and they trail 2-1, bottom 7. AA New Hampshire, also in the bottom of the 7th, also on the road at Reading, and they trail by 1, just like Buffalo It's 5-4 fighting Phils over the Fisher Cats. High A Vancouver will play at 9:35 Eastern, taking on Spokane in Spokane. And that's all for the minor league side of it. For the big league side of it, Blue Jays out west taking on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim starting at 9:38. Before hopping on the plane and flying overnight to Chicago for a 1:20 Central Time first pitch. That is a brutal turnaround. Goodness, good luck to the big league Jays. They're hoping for a quick one tonight over in L.A. Looking ahead to tomorrow for the Blue Jays. Luckily, they don't have to jump a few time zones to play Bradenton tomorrow. Same time, same place here at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The pitching matchup features Daniel Guerra for the Jays, the big right-hander coming off his best start as a pro. 5 shutout innings last week. He'll be opposed by the right-hander for Bradenton, Christian Curtis. So it's Curtis against Guerra, Jays against Marauders. 6:30 first pitch, 6:15 p.m. Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. We hope you can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage from Bradenton. For everybody back in Dunedin at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Wednesday night. One more time, the final score, a fun one for the Blue Jays. They storm back after trailing 4-0 through 5 innings, and they win it 7-4. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.